Hello and welcome to the Mastering Social Media for Schools podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Gribble. I've been celebrating students and staff on social media since 2014. I'm in the trenches with you, and I know it's not an easy task. So if you're responsible for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more for a K-12 school district, you are in the right spot. You're going to lean in and learn some simple, actionable tips to help you reach even more people. And that's all going to happen while keeping your sanity. So let's get started. Hey there, welcome to the podcast. Oh my gosh, we got a special one because we have a student on along with Janice Dimitri, who has joined us before, but they're at a Middle Bucks Institute in Pennsylvania. It's a career tech location. And Emma Denilevich is actually joining her. She is a media associate, which is a paid position. And they're going to talk all about social media at their school. Janice is going to start by talking through some of her fears getting started with social media and what she did to tackle that. We're going to talk about the process that Emma uses for creating content on TikTok and Instagram for their school. Interviews are her favorite, and she's going to really share some eye-opening things that I think are really going to be helpful for your students that you might be including. And then we're going to get into some social media kind of best tips for starting a program like this. And I just can't wait for you to learn. Emma is a very well-spoken young woman. She is a senior. And she's going to share a lot of how this program has impacted her and how it's helped impact student recruitment at Middle Bucks Institute. So before we get in to today's K-12 PR tip, we always start with a little tip. Janice is part of our membership group, and Janice is running this media associate team. And what's really cool about our membership program is that any of the resources we have in our membership group, like Canva templates, reel and story templates, trainings that we do, she can actually use those with her media associate. So if you are feeling like, gosh, I really want to start a program like this, but I need more resources to help train these students, the membership is a great option for you because we have a ton of trainings, ton of ongoing support for you. It's a virtual community. Check it out at my website, socialschoolforedu.com, and you can learn more. But now let's get into this week's K-12 PR tip. All right, today's K-12 PR tip is sharing some ways to start a post. You know, AI can be used in helping generate some ideas for Instagram or Facebook or Twitter X captions. But some of you may be trying to train some more of your staff on getting a little more engaging and creative. So I want to just share these 10 ideas of how to start a post. First of all, number one, let's hear it for our sixth graders. Okay, let's hear it for with emoji, a megaphone emoji. Okay. Number two, field trip alert, or, you know, celebration alert with maybe some stars, maybe the celebration little party icon. Okay. Number three, spread the word. Okay. Spread the word is an invitation to share, and that is going to help your post be seen by more people. Number four, guess what our art students have been up to with a question mark. Okay. It's just a conversation instead of our art students are working on guess what our, you know, art students have been up to. Number five, help us congratulate these students who recently got, you know, assigned to the honor roll or something. Help us congratulate. Number six, our students had a blast on this field trip too. Like, so our students had a blast. Number seven, check out what's happening in Mrs. Hovde's math room. Okay. Check out. Number eight, way to hashtag be a Bobcat. Way to go. And, you know, however you can encourage your use of your hashtag for your school. Number nine, what an awesome day for learning all about Earth Day or something. Like, what an awesome day for blank. And then number 10, let's take a peek in the classroom and see what misses. So these are just 10 ways to start a post. I'll copy these into the show notes as well so that you can maybe share these with others. I hope this tip helps. And guys, we're going to get a ton of great tips in today's interview with Janice and Emma. So let's get started. I am so excited to bring not one, but two fabulous guests from the state of Pennsylvania. Today, we have Janice Dimitri back, and she invited one of her students, Emma Denilevich. Did I do it right, Emma?
Yes, you did.
Yes. I practiced a few times, you guys. So we've got them coming at us from Middlebucks Institute of Technology in Pennsylvania. Janice was on just a few episodes ago with Superintendent Mark Covell. But today we're going to dive into a little bit of storytelling and student voice. So Janice, why don't you introduce yourself first, share your role there as a community engagement and public relations coordinator.
Absolutely. So again, my name is Janice Dimitri. I'm the community engagement and public relations coordinator here at Middlebucks Institute of Technology. I've been here for 16 years. And my primary role is recruitment and marketing and fostering those relationships between Middlebucks, the students, the parents, and the community. And I do that by leveraging our multiple social media platforms that we have. And my goal with that is, again, with the relationships, but, you know, sharing our mission, sharing our resources, and sharing the achievements of the students. So that's the main goal and my main purpose of my position.
And how big is Middlebucks Institute? Like, what's your how many students, and do you serve a variety of schools?
So we have four districts that come in. So we're, Bucks County has three CTCs, Career and Technical Education Centers. We're in Central Bucks, and we have four districts that come in here. So Central Bucks School District, I believe that it's the third largest district in the state, Council Rock, Centennial, and New Hope Solbury. And we have a population of about 1,000 students. We have two sessions. We have a morning session and an afternoon session. So we have the morning students come from like 7:30 until 10:20, and then 11:30 to 2:15. And they take their academics at their home schools.
Okay, awesome. And Emma, why don't you introduce yourself? Let us know a little bit about what school you come from and what programs you're studying there at Middlebucks.
So I'm a senior at Central Bucks South, one of the ascending schools. I'm also a level 200 here at Middlebucks. I joined a year later than everyone else, and I study the multimedia technology program. So we work a lot with video editing, photography, and graphic design. It kind of dabbles in all the different medias that you may encounter in an editing world. And I was offered this job last year through my teacher, who was contacted by Mrs. Dimitri. And I went through an interview process, and since then I've been working for the school. I love it.
So do you get paid for this, for your position too, or is it credit, or how does it work?
So I'm on a paid internship.
Okay. Awesome. And what's your title? I guess, do you have a title for the job that you hold?
So I'm considered a media associate.
Okay. Media associate. And we'll learn a little bit more about that role and then exactly what you do. Emma, do you have any goals after graduation? Do you want to get into this field?
So right now, as a student, I work freelancing graphic design for a few different local companies, but I am attending Moravian University in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania to study English and business management.
Okay. And obviously these skills are going to come in handy, whatever you decide to pursue. So I love it. We're going to dig more into that. So Janice, just to get back to you, the journey of social media at Middlebucks is similar to what many schools face. There's a lot of fear and you are nervous. So how did you overcome those fears? And like, if you could just describe what social media channels you run as well.
Okay. So that's something actually I've been thinking about for probably the last 2 years, where we are now and where we were. So, you know, 10 years ago, I've been here for 16 years, and social media, or using social media, we've been trained to be somewhat fearful of it. You hear those horror stories like some of the schools go through, and you're just like, oh my gosh, I don't know if we should be using that. And so that was a real fear, not using your cell phone, being very careful. So again, being here for a long time, that's we were literally trained like that. And maybe somebody coming right into communications now may not understand that, but they may run into a coworker that has that fear, that may not want to necessarily get involved in social media. So, go back 10 years ago, and enrollment was a little weak, in some of our programs, and we're trying to figure out how we can increase the enrollment and educate people about career and technical education. So we started rewriting our marketing plan. And in that marketing plan, now we're starting to put social media in there. I'm getting nervous, obviously I'm getting more nervous about it. And now we're going to reach out to the teachers and ask them if they'd like to start Instagram accounts. Now I'm getting even more nervous, So you have that fear because now it's not going to be me posting anymore. It's going to be, the teachers are posting. We have a couple of student organizations that are posting. So coming up with really good, solid policies in place. So we have a board-approved social media policy. It's like 3 pages long. It's pretty intense. And so that was helpful. And then from that, I did like a top 10. So I picked the top 10 things that I thought were really important for the staff members to know if they're going to start an Instagram account. And I have to say, it's only Instagram that they're doing. So we have six social media platforms, but with the teachers, I thought that was Instagram's fine. We don't need to do TikTok and Facebook and have everybody all over that. So we did a training with the teachers and make sure that they're reading the school policy, making sure that they're understanding the top 10. So I don't have it in front of me, but like the top 10 would be, making sure that, we have a group of students that can't get their photos taken. They don't have media releases. We have obviously safety precautions that we have to make sure that when we're taking photos and putting it on Instagram, that they have their safety glasses on and the right safety equipment. And, we did the training, so that made me feel better. But also, I have the login information of all the Instagram accounts. So if there was something to happen, and it has, to be honest with you, there was a teacher that posted this great photo of graduation. And unfortunately, there was a hand gesture. And I couldn't get in touch with the teacher, so I had to get in there very quickly and kind of remove that and Photoshop it and put it back in again. So overcoming that fear has been, that process of having those structures in place. And then every time they come back in August when we do the professional development or in service, I go through another training with them. Give them a new bank of hashtags to use in all of their posts because I want to keep that consistent message all the way through all of our social media, including what the teachers and the students are doing.
Okay. And you said, so teachers are using Instagram. What channels? You said you're on six channels. What are those?
So we have Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube, and X.
All right. And what would you say is the most popular channel for you guys, as far as number of followers?
Instagram. Yeah. I mean,
Okay.
we have more on Facebook, but we recently went viral and we went viral on Instagram and that increased quite a bit. So now Instagram is, getting pretty close to Facebook at this point.
Yeah. Who wants to tell me about the viral? You or Emma?
I'll tell you about it.
Okay.
It was an idea that we had for a backpack challenge. Actually, one of my interns, Bella, I lifted up her backpack and it was just so heavy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like crazy heavy. I can't believe you guys have these backpacks so heavy. So I said it would be interesting to do like a backpack challenge, take the school nurse scale and put it in the lobby as the students are coming in, weigh it and kind of like do a prize. We honestly didn't think that it was going to be as big as it was. And right now it's got 2.6 million views.
So did kids know that you were going to do it, or it was just surprise? Because
It was
I
just
feel my bag is pretty heavy. I don't know why. It just, oh, and I carry it through airports and all of that. And I'm like, I might have been able to compete in that challenge as well. What was the heaviest backpack, by the way? How many pounds?
it was a little over 27 pounds, and she had two backpacks. So that, and I, it's interesting because Mark and I were trying to break down Mark Covell, our administrative director, we're kind of breaking down why it went viral. And I think the thing that, the broad hashtags really helped, but backpack challenge, it was a challenge. So that helped. And there was controversy because the young girl that won the heaviest backpack actually had two backpacks. She literally carries one in the front and the back. So then there was this whole discussion about the fact that she shouldn't be using both backpacks. So it became controversial, and that kind of drove it up even more.
Okay. Oh, interesting. And I've seen anything but a backpack. Those posts, but the fact that you weighed them was pretty cool. So, student recruitment's obviously a big part of your efforts. Emma, I want to ask you, so you said you are have you been coming to Middlebuck since last year or just this year?
Last year, I started coming here.
Okay. W was social media at all influence on your interest in coming to Middlebucks?
I wouldn't say that it was a major influence. I definitely looked at what was being posted, different programs that were being featured. But one of my main drives, honestly, for coming here was the amount of friends that I had that came here, alumni from CB South that I knew that had such an amazing time at MBIT and what their career paths and college educations look like afterwards.
Okay. And in Pennsylvania, these types of centers, because in Wisconsin, we don't have these. So we have CTE programs, but in some states, like I know Ohio, Oklahoma, these are really big. So Pennsylvania is pretty well known for these opportunities, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess Janice, just going back to you with social media, and then we're going to dig into what you're responsible for, Emma. But student recruitment, like how are you trying to use social media to drive that student recruitment aspect?
What I'm seeing is that, educating the community again about career and technical education, we're always trying to do that. We're always trying to educate the community and let them know who we are and what we do in the building. Because even from the outside of the building, a lot of people are not even sure who we are and what we do. But making our resources more accessible, like the application process, putting that on social media, making it easier for them to get to the resources, getting to our program of study, having those great reels and TikToks, and again, making it more accessible has really helped because they don't have to necessarily go to the website and kind of, look around, where do I go? Where do I go to apply? All of that information is being constantly fed through social media, and I think that really helps with the recruitment piece. We did a and it not necessarily recruitment, but when we had the in-service, we did a TikTok of welcoming the students back. And I enjoy so much looking at the comments. And there was one comment from a student who hadn't come yet. And his comment was, "I can't wait for my first day of school." I'm like, "But he just said that. Like, he just said that. I can't wait for my first day of school." And I'm like, to me, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Right. That is incredible. So, what I really hear out of all of that is like you're meeting students where they're at and they're on social media. So, how, yes, we have a website, but how can we take this to them in an even more digestible way? They're on channels like, TikTok and Instagram. And so how can we bring that storytelling to them? And then you've also included students as your storytellers. So Emma, tell me a little bit more about your role as a media associate and what kind of storytelling you do for Middlebucks.
So I work mostly on making TikToks and reels, and my favorite style to do is interviews. I like to display what life is like at MBIT, what the different programs are working on at that moment, and hearing maybe what students, what certifications they've just gotten, if they're on co-op, wanting to go on co-op, all that different stuff, just featuring what the students are doing at school.
So, do you work a certain number of hours each day or each week? How does that work?
Tuesday through Thursdays are my set work days. So Mondays and Fridays, I'm in my classroom.
Okay. So, you're doing classroom work at MBIT on Mondays and Fridays, Tuesdays through Thursdays. Are you in the morning or the afternoon group?
I'm in the PM session.
The PM session. So Tuesday through Thursday, those 2 or 2.5 or 3 hour blocks, you're spending time focusing on your role there with helping with all the media stuff.
Yeah, so from 11:20, 11:30-ish to 2:10 is when I go around the school, ask students if they want to be featured on the social media, or if there's any other assignments that I've been given, maybe prioritize, or just inspiration to do something, I'll work on that.
Okay. And you're holding a microphone right now. Not everybody's watching the YouTube version. Do you use that microphone when you're interviewing students, or do you have tell me how you do those interviews?
So I have a plug-in microphone that I use in my phone.
Okay.
They're just two little lavalier microphones, which is, if you don't know, it's just a little microphone that clips onto your shirt, and is it just hides in your shirt. But yeah, that's how I produce TikToks.
Okay. And are you on camera you always, or are you usually off camera? How do you do it?
I usually do either I'm sitting with the student next to me or we're standing together. But if I'm doing a video where a student is showcasing what they're doing, or like maybe a dance, what they're doing, I'll record and be behind the camera.
Okay. So a little of both. And where do you get some of your inspiration from? I mean, obviously you love to do the interviews. We just recently, Emma, I do a internship program that I just started, and I got the microphone. Maybe I got the same one Janice had told me to get. And so it's got the two, instead of clipping them on, they're holding them, but that's just kind of a, I guess, preference thing. But it was really fun to see. And I think, students like that opportunity. And obviously, students love to see other students showcasing that. So what do you like most about that style of, creating content for social media?
I like to go in and have students just tell me as we're going through the interview what's going on. I feel like when it's a planned type of interview, sometimes they may get a little jittery. So
Yeah.
just going in and that extemporaneous, just speaking with them, I feel like it's the best results.
And do you do much editing after the fact then? Are you kind of clipping out little parts too to make it shorter? Are you adding a lot of things? Because I want to know a couple of your favorites, because we're going to link to a couple of your favorites either on TikTok or Instagram so that our listeners can see exactly what you have. But do you do some editing?
I do. So there's a lot of times where there'll be pauses in the interview. And just because I feel like social media videos, they're really quick and snappy. I go in, I take out the ands, buts, pauses, and just make it snappy, quick editing, things like that. I'm working on improving more of the faster cuts. Originally, there weren't many. It was just the clip of the interview.
Okay. And what, how do you edit those? Do you edit it right in, like, let's just say TikTok or Instagram, or are you using CapCut or some other platform to do that editing?
So I use my phone and record the videos, and then I airdrop them to the Mac that I use for my internship, and then I upload it into either iMovie or another video editing software and go through and cut them.
Okay. So whatever you're comfortable with, you can do that. So about how many videos are you doing in a week? Is there a typical number?
I try to get at least three out. Sometimes it's more,
Okay.
sometimes it's less.
Okay. And what has been the impact, Janice, in your standpoint from, the work that Emma and other media associates have done for Middle Bucks?
I think the culture with the students, I mean, I think I consider not media associates in a sense that they're kind of a like ambassadors, in the school. And when they go out, whether it's, Bella or Anders and then Emma in the afternoon, you can see that when they're walking through the building, the students want to be involved. Not all of them. Em and I were just talking about that beforehand about, some students don't want to be, and she could tell you more about that. It's funny because when I walk through, they seem to want to be, but they know what they're doing, and they know that when we walk into a classroom or when Emma walks into a classroom or a lab area, they know what she's doing, and they have that connection and they want to be part of it.
Yeah. So, Emma, do you have one or two favorite interviews that you've done recently that we could, that you want to just talk through and then I can link to in the show notes?
So one of my favorite ones that I did was the New Year's resolution. I had filmed it interview style right after Christmas break. And I was just asking students, it's the new year. What are you looking forward to do? And there were a lot of self-improvements, but also classroom improvements. And I think that mix that students are involving both, and that's immediately what they think of. I think that's probably one of my favorites, and just the answers that I got.
Yeah, perfect. What about some of your big fails or lessons learned? Because Emma, you can do all the training you want. I could do all the training on podcasting as I want, but you don't really learn until you get into it and you get used to it and you try it and fail and all of that. Is there any big lessons learned that you could share with the listeners? Because there's probably students listening right now that are doing this at their school. What would you share?
So when I started going into the classrooms and trying to get student involvement, I was a little bit more timid than I should have been. I feel when I go in and I'm a little bit more assertive, I'm laughing, joking, trying to get the students involved. I feel like that has more productive results. And I would also just say, just take it slow. Just take it however it goes. Trying to plan them out doesn't work out the best as just going into a classroom and grabbing a student and going.
Okay.
Being in the moment. Yeah, being in the
Yeah.
moment. Yeah.
And I'm assuming, like Emma, you're kind of naturally curious with what they're learning about. You don't know all the programs inside and out. And so being able to just ask questions that, either other students might want to know more about, or maybe parents or community members, is probably a neat thing for you to be able to learn about as well, right?
Yeah, so right now I'm actually going to the different classrooms on a TikTok and I'm asking students to show me what project they're working on right now. So that's been a really fun one. There's programs like medical and dentistry that I'm not too sure about what's going on and going in and seeing what they're learning about and seeing how excited the students are to tell me about what they're doing. I feel like that's just, it's really great to be a part of.
I think I watched one of your videos. I think you were the one doing the interview too, because they were doing like a, I don't know if they were doing a mock accident or something like that, where you went in an interview. Does that sound familiar or not?
It does not.
Okay. Well, maybe it was your doppelganger, your somebody that looked just like you. I watch a lot of videos, so
Sure.
you just never know. Now, Janice, you've done a tremendous job at including students. What do you do during the first week of school to really help with getting students as storytellers and getting those stories out there?
So the first week of school, we have back to school assemblies in the morning and the afternoon session. And I know, this doesn't necessarily work for a district because we're just one school. So again, making a face, giving a face to what I do is, I think, is really important. So during the welcome back assemblies, I kind of insert myself into the assembly, usually do some type of challenge. I introduce myself. I tell them what I do. I talk to them about all the social media that we have, and I want them to follow us on social media also. And again, just letting them know who I am, that was kind of a game changer. Again, walking through the building and them knowing who I am, and also telling them where my office is so they can stop by and see me. That has definitely been a game changer. And I'm trying to increase the student body input. So we're working, and maybe not so much this year, but next year. So I want to be able to get social media from the entire student body. So we're creating like a form so students can, submit, their name, some content, a photo or a video, and we can go through like a proofing process with the interns and put it on social media. I would love to get even more. So we're still working on that process. We have some QR codes around the building so the students can, do the QR codes and be able to submit their own social media to us.
Okay. I love this idea. And I love that you're going to include your students. So, I mean, you can only use so many students in the media associate program, but now you're actually asking students, hey, you're seeing great things that are happening. You might have an idea or a story that can be shared. So you're inviting them in, and then your associates are going to help maybe find out the rest of the details, maybe get a better picture or a different, whatever, and then be able to put those on social media. Is that right?
100%. Yep.
Yeah. So, Emma, when you get a TikTok ready to go, do you have to get it to Janice and Janice is the one who actually puts it on, or do you actually put it on the social media channels?
So I don't personally upload them onto the social medias. We have a shared Google Drive where
Okay.
I'll upload it and then send her an email or go over to her office and just say, hey, I uploaded a video up into there.
Okay. And do you help write what the caption is going to be that goes along with the video?
No, I do not.
Okay. So, Janice, you kind of take that. What, Emma, what do you love most about this opportunity and this job?
I really love the involvement that I get in the school. I get to go to all different programs. I've made new friends from it. There's students that when I walk in, they immediately want to be a part of a TikTok. They'll stop me in the hallway and have an idea. I would say probably the cosmetology girls are the most involved. They love being on the social media. And I just, that's probably the best part, just seeing how excited students want to be and getting to know everyone.
Yeah. And is this your first year as a media associate?
It is, yes.
Okay. And then, Janice, do you have some media associates that are with you for a couple years, or is it usually just one?
So this is only my second year doing it.
Oh,
So
okay.
because we have the cooperative education program here, it is for seniors, so not necessarily, sophomores and juniors.
Okay.
So I had two last year and then I have three this year, but I am going to change it around a little bit. I am interviewing juniors now because I want to bring the juniors in this summer and then have them work through the summer. That way we can just seamlessly go into the new school year as seniors and be an intern. So I'm starting that process now.
Okay, awesome. So, what would you say? I'm going to ask both of you what your best social media tip is for schools that might be considering adding students as storytellers. Or if it's just your best social media tip, that's okay too. Janice, do you want to go first?
Sure. So I would highly recommend getting teacher input.
Okay.
I definitely would. I made a mistake this year, and I love to share my mistakes because I want other people to learn from them. I reached out to everyone, and I have three programs I can choose from: multimedia, commercial art and advertising design, and web design, because they do the interactive media piece. And I opened it up for anyone to apply. And unfortunately, I only had three spots available and I had to, not hire quite a few people. But I think teacher input is going to be the biggest piece because I want to know skill set. I know what I need. And sometimes, I'm not concerned about grades so much. I'm looking for a skill set and knowing that the teacher is going to have the best input and going to say, okay, this student is probably, somebody that should apply for this. And I think that's really important.
Yeah. All right, Emma, what would be your best tip?
So coming from someone who's in the position, I would say being someone who is personable, can go out, talk to people without any fears or hesitations is a big part of it. That's something I've adapted to over the course of working in this position. But also a student who is well-versed in photography, graphic design, video editing, recording, things like that. They're all aspects of the social media realm. And having a core knowledge that you can build off of is probably the biggest part about this.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what's the best way to stay connected to you, Janice? We'll have all of your social media platforms linked in the show notes, and then we can share your email.
Absolutely.
Okay. And Emma, I'm assuming you're a student, so we'll contact if we've got specific questions for Emma, we can direct those through Janice. To get those answered. But obviously we're going to share links, and so you're going to be able to see Emma on camera and be able to see some of the videos that she's done. I just love, I guess, the aspect that, you don't always have this certain question in mind, this certain agenda of what you're going to cover. You're just kind of going throughout your school. And of course, many of you listening, maybe you are at a career tech, maybe you aren't. But if you aren't, there's still amazing things happening throughout your school district. And even kids, little kids, kindergarten kids, know what social media is about. And so just getting them involved, I think could be really, really powerful for a school. So, any other last things that maybe I missed that you guys wanted to cover today, Janice?
I think the other thing I might say too, as far as a student intern, one thing that I didn't want was an assistant. I didn't want an assistant. I wanted somebody who was going to give me input and that student perspective. That's the reason the position was created. Because we've been doing this for such a long time and we think that we know what's cool and trendy, but we may not necessarily know what that is. And that's the whole reason the position was created, was for their input. So having again, the skill set, but I don't want an assistant. I want them to go out and get, even though that I have things that I would like them to do, I tell them to mix it up. If you're getting bored with that, go do something that you want to do. What do you want to create? And I think that's really important in the position also.
Okay, that is great advice. Any last advice, Emma, from you?
No, just off of what Mrs. Dimitri said, I really love just being able, maybe I'm in the middle of a project that she's given me some graphic work and I'm just getting stuck. I love being able to go out in the building and kind of just do whatever feels right. Maybe go into a classroom, get an interview, take some photos, just something that I can clear my head, but also be productive at the same time. I feel like that's a really great flexibility to this position.
Yeah. Well, check out the Middlebucks Institute, all of their social media platforms. You're going to get some great ideas. Jump in to including students. It's not as easy as maybe you thought. I'm working through it, and so I know it's not as easy, but it's definitely worth it. And I am seeing gains there and great stories being told. So, Emma, thank you so much. I wish you the absolute best in all your future endeavors, and thank you both for sharing with us today.
Yeah, thank
Absolutely.
you for this opportunity.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And listeners, please reach out to Denise if you want to learn more about their media associate positions. And we'll see you back here next week with another great guest on the Mastering Social Media for Schools podcast. Until then, keep telling those stories. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
I want to let you in on a little secret. Creating this podcast is my favorite thing to do. Now, I have a pretty amazing job all around, but podcasting is my happy place. Of course, podcasting doesn't pay the bills, and I have six kids, remember? So I wanted to remind you of the three ways I help schools through my paid programs. Number one, and most popular, is my membership group. You can join my exclusive virtual community designed for school social media managers. It offers a treasure trove of resources, including Canva templates, daily support, live weekly training sessions, and access to a vast library of webinars. You guys, with over 400 schools across the country already benefiting from this vibrant community, you'll gain insights and tools that can supercharge your school's social media presence. Number two way that I serve schools is speaking. I love to share my passion for social media, and I do this with communication organizations across the country and school districts. My keynotes really deliver actionable tips and strategies that can be implemented immediately, ensuring that your school stays ahead of the communication curve. And last, number three, my team and I, we actually do social media management for schools. So many school districts struggle to stay consistent on social media, and that's due to a lack of dedicated communication personnel. So that's where we come in. Our team will partner with your school district to manage your Facebook and Instagram accounts, and we ensure a consistent flow of compelling stories that come directly from your staff. That's it. If you are interested in getting more details on number one, the membership group, number two, speaking, number three, the social media management, hop on over to my website, socialschool4edu.com. And then until next time, keep telling those stories.